What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Almost Joking Podcast. I am one half of the Disrespective Collective, Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sense of Life, here with...
It's your boy, Quis, a.k.a. Dash. We're here for episode 115. Shout out to everybody in the chat who's in the building watching live. My boy, Tyler, Jensen, Aaron, Drop, definitely Jim, Rhino, Crispy, Chef, everybody in there. Man, if I forgot your name, bro, don't trip. Still all love.
But yeah, that's what was we? Oh yeah.
Hold on. First off, Craig, what we not gonna do is not act like we ain't gonna celebrate comedian Craig Smith on here. It was his birthday last Friday, y'all.
I was like, what I do?
Let's show. I ain't did this. Right. Let's show some love to Mr.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say something that sound mad crazy, no diddy. I was gonna be like,
nah, you don't gotta say it if you not gonna, don't even say it then. Like, you don't even have to.
Hey, it was gonna sound
but,
crazy.
But nah, it was my B-Day Friday, March 29th, Aries gang, you know. But yeah, I turned 40. I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm happy to be that. Hopefully y'all get there too. You know what I'm saying? But
shout out to my boy Devin, my little bro Devin. It was his birthday on Friday too. So yeah. shout out to my Aries, man.
Shout out to my cousin King Dale, who was his birthday yesterday, the 31st. And my guy JR and my brother Lee. They birthday April 3rd and April 4th. So yeah, you already know. But it was fun, man. You know, regular stuff. Old man birthday. Didn't do much and loved it.
That's when you know you're getting older, when you just kind of cool out, man.
Just be at the crib doing what you want to do. Play 2K all day. Didn't go to work. Like, that type
of
stuff.
I wish I did what I wanted to do on my 40s. Like, I wish I did exactly what I wanted to do, but... I might still have I was in Mexico, so it was cool.
Plus,
but,
you know, I get my celebration when I go to, I'm going to Skank Fest, which is a comedy festival in Vegas in September. I'm going there. I'm going to stop saying I'm going to try to or I'm going to, if I can't, no. I'm going. And when I go to Austin, Texas for like a week on June maybe to do comedy and stuff like that. So that's my birthday present. So chilling with the fam, hey, dinner
chef,
with the fam,
that's his way
all
of
that
saying,
type of
chef,
stuff. Yeah,
he need a plate, bro. That's what that was. Shout out to our boy Chef B West. He gonna be in Texas. He need a plate, bro.
Oh yeah, if I'm in Texas and Chef somewhere in Texas, if I'm 2 hours within driving distance, Texas is wild, bro. I think Dallas to Houston is like 3 hours because it's so big of a state. So you driving 4-5 hours to get city to city. So I might not do that. But if you close to Austin, I got you. I definitely pull up, Chef.
Yeah. But yo, speaking of crazy, bro, I had something crazy. You know what I'm saying? It took place with my son, man. And it's like, oh, man. It's a dad moment, y'all. So... You know, kids like to play with your phone. You know what I'm saying? They like to play with your phone. They play their little games. They play their little, you know what I'm saying? I got little math programs.
I'm already scared.
You know, he playing with the phone. He cool. He cooling out, right? I got certain notifications that kind of pop up on the phone, right? Now, when my notification pop up, my son, he don't know no better, bro. My son is a little autistic, y'all. He's functional, but though he's getting a lot better. You know what I'm saying? I love my son to death, but sometimes he don't understand what's going on.
Now
so he
got
on the
whole
phone.
Different focus.
He say, "Hey, daddy." I'm like, "What?" D's Deep Throat just made a new notification. I said, "Whoa!
Why is that in your phone like that?
It's my phone."
You not gonna know who that is. You not gonna know what she do after you see the name.
I want notifications to her. I'm a supporter. You know what I'm saying?
You just want to get excited. You want to see the.
I
want to
know, like,
excited.
Oh, the next time I got free time, I'm gonna go check out. She made a new video. I ain't saw. Now I ain't thinking my kid gonna be. I ain't thinking she gonna. First off, the video was at a time of day where I'm not thinking you upload nothing. Why are you doing that right now?
Because if she's that in your phone already, trust me.
She's a corn star.
She probably, oh.
She's a corn star. I had a notification.
Wait a minute. Why are you getting notifications?
She that good?
From corn starch.
She that good?
Wait. Do you?
She remind me of a girl that I.
Look, I thought I was bad. I thought I was on another level. But I ain't never in my life got a notification about, hey, she just dropped a new scene. Step, you gotta look, see this now.
Step your game up.
Hey, porn notifications is crazy.
Of course nobody else. Listen, don't be judging me.
That's wild.
Hey, it is what it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shout out to my son.
I just never heard of that.
I know you don't.
I never heard of her either. That's how you know it's exclusive.
Hey, she just a talented. She talented at what she does, bro.
Sounds like it. Oh. So how did you explain to him what that was, though?
I didn't. I took my phone.
Oh.
Don't get your tablet.
Oh. So now he's just walking around. He gonna be walking around trying to take big gulps of water talking about, Dad, I gotta do.
No, that's what's not gonna happen, Craig. That's what's not going to happen.
You gotta tell him what that. Gotta find a way to explain to him something that it is that he would never want to do.
He didn't know. That's what I'm saying. He's autistic, so he just read the notification. Hey, Dad, you got a new, you know, DZ, blah blah blah. Just sent. So he was just like, oh, okay.
It might, one time you're going to be like chilling with the fam and stuff, and he going to just bring it up.
Dad, you remember that time? Oh, look, it's 50-50. Right? See, bro, I am not the only one that get the notifications.
I guess so.
I know you, bro. Just saying.
I don't need the notifications. I'll see it when I check the site and it's on the, like, the new videos. I'll see, if it's fire enough. It'll be there. In the popular vids, it'll be there.
Look, I got a notification when I got up here today. Well, my notification was, it said, breaking news.
What's that?
Adam 22.
Oh, my God.
Has come out to the world that he is a lover of all.
Now, I say this. You had a way smarter take on this than I did. Because when I first seen it, the first thing I said was, April 1st, it's a joke. I would never play like this, and it's crazy that he playing like that. But I also don't put nothing past him because we all know what he would do for views and relevancy. But, yeah, I'll let you, yeah.
I mean, of course, I think the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's April Fool joke. But then I'm like, same thing. Why are you playing like that? Especially with a person that they just recently had you tied to. As being a little too chimmy with.
It's a lot to go through.
It's a lot to go through for you to then turn around and say, hey, can I use you for content? I'm going to, on April Fool's Day, I'm going to say, I feel like it's not a joke, bro. I feel like he's trying to see how it's going to land. Mm. If the hip-hop community kind of accepts it, maybe he just let it be. Like, all right, cool. If he gets rejected and everybody, you know, like, nah, man, we ain't rock. It's an April Fool's joke. It's the perfect time do that.
He did a whole photo shoot and everything.
Bro,
I'm like, not, that's why, like, when you said what you said, bro, I'm like, that's real. Way smarter, because if he does do this and he, like, I'm just doing this to test the waters, you know, temp check real quick, and then if nobody care, maybe I'll lean into that and I'll rock with this new found wealth or whatever he's trying to get out of it. But if it's just a joke, it's a lot to go through for the joke. You set up the early catching you, which now even got me looking at how many times is he walking around and doing stuff any other time and you never catch him? He got a whole daughter that nobody ever catch him and get his video with that he out doing stuff with, but you catch him walking with this guy. Like, so that's now what got me looking at that. Like, if it is like content and all that base. I wouldn't put it past Adam to be like, hey, drive past me, record this video, post it, da-da-da. Nothing shocks me about him. He will do anything for our attention, for the perception of it.
That's the problem. This is why I don't think that's why he'll get pushed back about it anyway. Because everything for him is content. And like the hip-hop community, bro, we just don't be dealing with you trying to create fake narratives and fake stories for us to, you know, for content. We just don't like that in general, as black people in our culture. So it's like the reason behind it alone, I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like the reason behind it alone if it's a joke. I don't like it at all. I'm not going to accept it because I don't think you should do it at all.
All he really do is use the whoever and whatever to his advantage. The BMX thing, maybe, that was something he liked, and then he pivoted off of that to hip-hop, and then he pivoted off of that to the gang culture, then he pivoted off of that into the LGBTQ community.
Yep.
So, and every time somebody realizes what he is and how he moves on to the next.
Yep.
Because you're not, and maybe, and he probably, look, I still feel like it was some pushback or something from what he did with the Hot Ones dude, with old girl, with the corn star, that girl. Mm-hmm. Because if you in that lane, they take that super serious. They don't be joking. They really, we look at it like, stop it. You S-ing on camera. You know what I'm saying? But they really take that serious. You can't be out here telling some girl who really trying to be in a relationship, blah, 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 hey, yeah, she got some fire. That's not how they move. But you in this content world, you misusing what mm-hmm. they doing. So now that might be his only move now, because some of the women might be off that because they seen how you treated one of them. Yeah. And for lack of what we understand, they probably, in a sense, or unless they don't like each other because they are still women, they kind of move together. You know what I'm saying? The same way, well, I don't want to say like comics. Most people don't know that. But like comics don't really eat comedy. We don't talk about other comics. We don't, in public, we do it. It's kind of like that. They might not rock with somebody, but if you out the business, you out the business. Now you might have to, you know.
Is that why all the comedians was beefing with Kat? The ones, you know, it was some that was co-signing, but it was some that was like he breaking the codes and all that.
The ones that was co-signing was the real ones, and the ones that have had stuff stolen from them, opportunities stolen from them, and had that big name stuff happen to them, so they know what it's like. Or the ones that's just real and know what it is, and they rock with them. The ones that was mad at him, yeah, they was the ones that's up there and being like, look, even if that is the case, don't say nothing because, you know, that's another black man and blah, blah, blah. But what if that black man is stealing from me and taking from me?
That's the thing.
And getting and not giving. Now, if you steal my stuff, it was a comedian. I ain't gonna say their name, obviously, but it was a comedian who was like taking stuff or whatever, and then ended up reaching back once he got super big and he bought, you know, this person a Rolex, took him on the road, like paid him. So some money was given back, something was given back. You're not gonna never admit that, yeah, I did that or I took that, but it was some type of reciprocity. You're not finna get that. And I mean, if you don't get that, not even a behind the scenes, or if you say, like Kat say, you said behind the scenes and then you go out and do something different again, yeah, I got the right to call you out. And I don't think that that's that bad. And I don't think that he wrong for that. But, you know,
yeah, I don't like telling me I can't be honest.
That's the thing.
That's me.
That's that.
Don't do nothing to me to make me have to lie. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you somebody I'm cool with, I probably just ain't gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying? If it's something like that, I'm just not gonna say nothing at all. I'm just like, next question or whatever. Even if you innocent or not, just whatever, mm-hmm. get out of here. But if you somebody like who I don't even mess with like that, you do something to me, bro, just don't have nobody come ask me no questions, so I don't have to be honest. Unless you the feds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, yeah. No comment, bro. Lawyer, you know what I'm saying? But if it's like, if Craig was to do something in public, and they come to me, yo, Quis, what you think about Craig? If I'm on camera, nothing. If I'm off camera, nothing. Now, my bro, I'm rich. I might be like, yo, you heard about Craig?
Right.
That nigga's tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I'm not going to say nothing on camera. You know what I'm saying?
Tracy, shout out to you. I did hit a new sword and scale today. I'm a little bit mad. We'll talk about this later after the thing. But he doing something with that TV show at $20. Come on, man. That's a little high, right? That's a little high for a streaming service. You can get a lot. You can get 3 streaming services for less if you go through Hulu. But anyway.
Speaking of streaming services, somebody just sold their streaming service who can't get out the news, bro. What is going on with Mr.
White Man Handshake?
Diddy? You like that one, huh?
I mean, the segments, that's like the segues. That's like your second, third one. And I'd be remiss not to acknowledge how great you being at it today. But
what you call it? I'm out here potting, bro.
I see. But nah, you was talking about him.
What's going on, bro? Everybody's talking about him, bro. What's going on with Diddy, man? It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. Stuff starting to leak out. It's starting to leak out. Exact pause. Can't be talking about no Diddy. You cannot be talking about P. Diddy right now and say those
can't
words.
Can't even talk about leakage.
We can just even call myself for anybody watching, be like, yo, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But nah, bro. The boy Diddy got some crazy accusations, man.
Some wild ones, man.
Super wild.
It gets wilder every day.
It gets wilder every day.
Hey, I didn't even know. Puffy got new D rugs. I didn't even
I didn't know what that was.
I didn't know what that was. Not only do he got his own mules out here, not only is he this alleged kingpin now, he using celebrities to run new D rugs around the country.
And what? He's allegedly admitting to bodies.
You know?
He's admitting to, yo, you know I got this done. I do this. Bro, Diddy?
Yeah, man. He out here.
Is Diddy the real Suge Knight?
No.
Whoa.
Is Diddy the real Suge Knight?
Could be.
Is Diddy who we thought Suge was? Think about Diddy's run. Diddy, if any of these accusations is true, bro, Diddy's run has been 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Is he the real? You know, people was terrified of Suge, but Suge run was like 3-4 years.
I mean, let's give him.
John Gotti
let's
out
give
here,
him
bro.
20. Let's give him 20 years because you have to build up at first before you start wilding out. He didn't come in 3 years in and wild out. He built up to where he was,
bro,
and then he started wilding.
Deshaun incident happened like 25 years ago.
Well, that's not. I don't see. We don't
allegedly
you know what's
the
crazy?
chick in the club allegedly said he the one who boom boomed her.
I know, but I get all of that.
So
oh,
he
wait.
Was willing to let it go in the club. That was 25 years ago.
That's my thing.
25 to 30.
We looked at that like that was gangster though. We celebrated that. Everybody in that. We celebrated because all I knew is this was my storyline that I heard. They was in the club. Dudes was tripping. Diddy got it popping. Passed it off. Shine took it. J-Lo was with him. This too real for me. I can't be messing with you black dudes and this rap music. And then she went over there to Mark Anthony and start doing the bachata. Stuff. And so she went back over there. That was my storyline. So I'm looking at it like, oh, gangsters. Puffy got it popping, got his man to take the thing. He took the 10 years. Everything is good. I'm in my head, Shine got about 5-10 million for that. I don't know the story
he
for real.
For that. He had a public defense.
Well, if you can't come back over here to get it, then how can I give it to you? Shine, I got it for you soon as you get back to New York.
Diddy has been terrorizing the game for 30 years.
Tyler,
y'all.
Knowing that he can't come back because he like banned and he can't come back because he got to stay in Belize. But as soon as you get back to New York, I got you on that money that I owe you, bro.
Yeah, Tracy, that's a fact. I was just going to say that. Yeah, it was allegations that J-Lo was the one who snuck the whole you dig in there to put it in her purse, which I might have allegedly heard of people that, you know, do those kind of activities with their girlfriends in certain time periods of their life.
How many times is it fun until it's not fun to some of the women to hang around what they think might be fun?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, we're not debating that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, of course you put the he put the gun. I'll do that, da da da. And now you got to use it, and it's like, whoa. Let me get back over here and.
I'm just talking about Shorty having to carry the blick, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
nah,
that is
that's
a part
cool.
of his character that he's been having women carry the blick for 25 years, minimum.
He's been having women do the dirty work for a long time.
For a long time, bro. Biggie died in what, 96? 97?
Yeah.
We in 2024, bro. So that's a long time. He was already out here before Biggie died, bro. He already did Jodeci, Mary J., Craig Mack. That was... Biggie was out here a couple good years. Diddy has been running around the industry for a long time, Craig. I'm telling you, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Being that Diddy ran around for a long time, it's a lot of people who is probably shaking in their boots right now, ready to see what's going to happen.
Some people quiet.
Hey, never mind. I ain't going to bring that up. That's a whole nother conspiracy. But we have never. It's dark. See, time on it. Yep. It's the GM model. That's all it is. I don't know what YouTube senses these days. That's how I feel, Scoop. About
it's a lot of people that's quiet, bro.
A lot of people that's quiet and worried. Scoop. Hey, a lot of Aaliyah pictures is popping up. Rest in peace.
Hey,
a lot of when this started with the baddest chick in the game. So when was she?
Hey, it was some. It's
was
a lot,
she
it's
also
a,
bad in school when she was the baddest chicken? Okay, let me relax.
Shout out to Foxy Brown. Shout out to you know.
That's the greatest. Let me relax.
I'm just saying. I'm a fan of some of these people that's probably gonna be that's name. You know, some stuff gonna get brought up, bro.
Hey,
we gonna see exactly what's what, but people quiet.
Now, this is what I... Yeah, shout out to you, Scoop. I think he is, too. I don't think he gonna worry about that. I don't think we gotta worry about that.
Honestly, yeah, for real.
Why would we have to worry? He don't want to gotta...
No, it's the big person that's the obvious person that people like, yo, what about this person? I don't feel he goofy enough to get caught up in this. I feel some way he gonna Teflon, boy.
Let me stop, man, before I say something crazy. Man, planes be heavy, though, don't they? I got billions to get. Another thing that I was going to bring up about the Diddy stuff is how 50 Cent is reacting to it. Now, with this is my whole take, right? 50 is,
I don't even know what inside joke y'all got going on.
I said the whole planes be heavy thing, and we ain't got to worry about, you know, who he was talking about doing stuff, because most of the any things that he would have to worry about, it's not nobody really here to come out and say anything about those things.
You shouldn't even explain the joke.
It wasn't a joke. It was an observation. And what I was saying now, though, because I didn't say anything.
I'm not. Why am I laughing at you right now?
But what I was like with 50 Cent and Diddy, right? 50 going super hard at Diddy. I get that. That's your op and all of that. But then your baby mama come in, and now you try to involve your baby mama. You still got a son with this woman. And you on there calling his mom, allegedly, right? My bad. You got to say allegedly to everything. You out here calling his mom all this type of stuff and this, you know, disrespecting her publicly. And you, it means something because you. And that's your son, mom, still. So now you finna do this game again that you did before, where you try to go back and forth and win your kid between the battle between them two. And kids love their mom, bro. That's why I say the most peaceful thing is to just not disrespect her, but whatever, blah, blah, blah. Treat her so, like, don't, or at least not in front of the kids type stuff. Don't talk, because that's their mom. And he do that or whatever all the time. In my head, ain't that what happened the last time? And now you going through this again, or you finna go through this again. And you also, the reason I even thought about that, you speaking and coming at Puffy from a lane of, like, yeah, you right, go at him because you ain't did that. So I know ain't nobody finna come in and say that, so I can talk all I want about that. But you getting onto all the family stuff and all that, bro, you not squeaky clean. You ain't been the best dad out here. So what is you like? So, I don't know. But rubbed me the wrong way.
To your point, the way that goes when you got the dad that does the things that 50 do, and I'm a 50 Cent fan. Like 50 hilarious to me, but that when it comes to his kids, that's things a part time dad do, and even the notion of like the kids love their mother and they're gonna do this with their mother. No. That happens when you're a part-time dad. Mm-hmm. If you're a real dad, if you really there since day one, your kids have just as strong of a connection with you as they do their mother. And kids look at the situation just like any other person would. They see the wrong mama do, they see the wrong daddy do. So you don't do it publicly because you don't put your kid in a position to have to pick. Because the kid knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part I don't like. Because what it kind of looks like is what she said. Like, you're not even in your kid's life like that. You come get him time to time, go take him to a couple events or something, and I got to carry this image that you a good dad, whatever. A real good dad, bro, I don't even take pictures with my kids because I got them all the time. We went to the movies today to go see King Kong and Godzilla movie. I ain't take no pictures. I just, we're up with the popcorn and like, because I always have them. I don't even got a lot of pictures of my kids. But I'm a full-time dad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if something was to happen, my kids is not going to automatically just, oh, we all with mama. They can't wait till I, you know what I'm saying, move into this new spot. They can't wait.
And if y'all were to be going back and forth and all of that, because they do have that love for both of y'all, it's also going to strain or stress on them. I don't have no kids.
Yeah, That's why we would never do that. To your point, yes,
if
you
that
would.
Was the thing, that would cause...
Because they love both parties. It's like, now, I don't want to have to pick between mommy and daddy.
And then if the old, in a while, it's going to probably... If they was old, because, you know, off of them, anybody, because I don't want to talk about them specifically, because it brought to my attention, it came to my attention and to my mind because of them, but this is the thing that I just feel is universal. again, I'm not a parent, I don't have no kids, but I observe stuff, and look, I feel like I'm not the wrongest on this. Yeah, it's not the best, and I feel like that's one, it just, the correlation, if this is how it was the first time, or if you've done this before and that was the result, then maybe not in public, at least. No, I'm not even saying public, private. No. Of course, I ain't saying you got to love a lot, but in public, you can't do that because you still got to consider that kid and all of that. But, and it shouldn't
be. It ain't even about you considering the kid. It's about you having the respect for the mother of your child, or for her having respect as the father. Like, I don't like it either way. Because at the end of the day,
I'm not.
It's a respect, even if we don't see eye to eye. Even
and it's
if
more we often the other way. It's more often the woman doing it. I think that's why I stand
in line. And you know, I hate to be this dude. I done seen a whole lot of dudes going there doing the event about, and I done had a couple of the homies up like, bro, delete that post, bro.
Okay, this is what I mean. Every chance that she were to take an L, you own Facebook with it. Every chance. Like, it ain't, y'all not even beef, y'all cool or whatever, or not, y'all not cool, but it ain't nothing that sparked it. But you just see, oh, something happened. Hey, can y'all, da-da, and you make a, that type of stuff is what I'm talking about. You don't have to do that with her. Keep it on him. I hit Diddy every day. Every hour, who cares?
But you got my problem.
Well, when you start.
The little ex worker. That joint be funny.
It is. You know what? Another thing. Another thing that made me, because I've been looking at it and feeling this way, and then the only reason I feel, look, you see, he's used LSW now, because she was probably like, none of that's confirmed, and some of the stuff that dude was saying has been proven to be lies already. So you going off of what he putting out there, and you might end up in a suit yourself.
She's going to definitely sue him.
Yeah, once this comes out as not true, you done went out there and just disparaged my name.
That's the thing. 50 funny, but 50 don't. Shout out to Fifth, man. Fifth is, I don't want to say that because I like Fifth. He entertaining. But on some grown man stuff, bro, you shouldn't be on there for multiple reasons. You are still 50 Cent, bro. It's more expensive for
and
you to
crack
that joke.
And we love you.
Yeah, you could crack that joke without even mentioning her. You could have cracked the joke without even mentioning her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
because it wasn't just her. You could have made it broad.
You could have made it broad, so she just fits under the umbrella.
And she could have fit under the umbrella.
That's how I do. Like, people are like, oh, you made a post about me? No. My post was always about me and what I thought or what I felt. Now, if you know it's about you, that's fine. That don't mean everybody else on my page knows it's about you. But with 50 do, everybody on his page, mm-hmm. the whole 10 million people know exactly who he's talking about. Yeah. That's the difference.
All he had to do was make the post broad as like all of y'all LSWs, and then I even messed with a few. I might owe Diddy some money. Leave it alone. That ain't about nobody in particular. You can't point it out. Yeah, the internet will go, oh, he must be talking about, but mm-hmm. he didn't say nothing. I'm never blaming the internet for doing what the internet do.
Internet going internet.
He didn't say nothing, so y'all run with whatever y'all want. That's all I'm saying. Like, and it only bothers me because of the kid being there. And I'm sorry, I love my mama to death. And if it was a situation like that, and I'm living with my mom and seeing what she do for me, my dad couldn't tell me nothing about her. Like, fortunately or unfortunately, whatever, I didn't have to go through that. There wasn't no tumultuous stuff between them. But if it were, and I'm living with my mama like I did, I'm not listening to my dad about. I'm with her all the time. I come see you sparingly.
That was my point. When you actually a good dad that's really around, they with you as much as they with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different thing. For example, Bandman Kevo, RIP to his son, you know what I'm saying? Just died earlier in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Y'all know I'm from Michigan, you know what I'm saying? He just,
rest in peace.
You know, he died. But what I want to get into is when he did die, he posted a picture, you know, let me know if you got any information on my son, you know, et cetera, which sounds like the good parent thing to do. But the picture he posted, his son is in the picture with a blick.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a good father on earth, bro, that I know that if my son was the past, the picture I'm going to present my son as to the world, to the million people that's on my Instagram is a picture of my son with a...
Mm-mm.
No, bro.
Nah.
That tells me... You're not a real father. You just got the one picture you can find probably on his Facebook or Instagram, and that's what you posted. Because a real dad is not going to post that picture.
I did one even better. The picture that you thought was cool.
That's even worse.
The picture that you thought was dope, or the picture that you thought he would want to be out there, being that you are the public figure. Mm-hmm. Like, when I – stuff like – I didn't even see that picture. I seen the picture – with he was standing in the doorway and just doing a regular pose, no mask on. And I'll just say this out of respect. That's definitely Bandman Kebo's son.
Oh,
he got almost everything from
all the
that
facial
dude.
Features, the big head. Yeah, he looked just like him.
So I was like, well, that's his son. So I didn't see the gangster pose. But you're right, though. If that's the post you post, like, if somebody got in, nah. And also, If somebody got info about that, you want them to DM you? You want them to be on Instagram, social on the Federale's Instagram. You want them to DM you about what happened?
I'll take it further.
Come on, bro.
I'll take it further, bro. Something happened to your child. You go to the internet and say, anybody hit me up. Something happened to my child, I'm calling their mother. That's what I'm saying. If you're a real dad, I'm calling a mother. I'm calling everybody. What you mean? What happened? I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to mourn. I'm going to be sitting home. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to talk. I'm not finna send no Instagram message.
I might want to be is Instagram, because even with me.
Hold on. Let me finish before I forget this. When Gilly's son died, Gilly rest wasn't the peace. One. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Cheese. Gilly was
rest
not
in
the
peace
one.
To Cheese. For
Gilly
real.
Was not the one online posting for a while. It was Wallow them sending condolences mm-hmm. and people sending condolences to him. Mm-hmm. He took his time as a mm-hmm. father because he was a real father to that boy. Respect. He really raised that boy. You know what I'm saying? That hurt that man. That man still hurt. He still get in front of the kid. When I just was going through, I was going through. Y'all know, bro, I was super depressed, bro. And I was still on here trying to, you know what I'm saying, move in shape. Gilly still mourning the loss of his child. Bandman, bro, you almost clout chased to an extent off your child death. And that's nasty work, bro. Nasty work.
I mean, I don't even want to mention him. Actually, we ain't even got to talk about that. But it ain't the worst clout chase that we seen off of something like that. But yeah, Bandman, that was pretty bad. When I knew about that picture. And then it even... When I first heard the Instagram thing, I'm like, well, you know, all right, that's his thing. Maybe I'm just old and that's what the kids do. Internet, they live their life there, that's fine. But when I hear about the picture now and all of that, it just, yeah, it's too much. You shouldn't be doing that.
I post a baby picture before I post a picture. Because then the question for me is, as I saw the picture, it's like, why is your son living that lifestyle, bro? Mm. You just went and bought $1 million chain last week. I just seen him posting on IG with $1 million big stupid Cuban chain on. Why is your son allegedly the son was, it was a botched robbery. Allegedly. So why is your son even out here trying to take something from people when you went and bought $1 million necklace last week? It just tells me a lot about the kind of father you must be to post that kind of picture and for your child to be feeling like they got to do that kind of thing to eat. I know Kalamazoo. People be like, oh, I didn't know Kalamazoo was crazy. Bro, it's almost nowhere in Michigan that don't get down like that. It's no money in the state, bro. People be out there hungry and starving, bro. Yeah, so it's like...
I'm going to be quiet. I don't want to say nothing about Kalamazoo.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I have questions when I see a parent post that kind of picture of their child. And I ain't saying he's not mourning. I'm not saying like... But like, I heard he got like 6-7 kids by 4 or 5 different women. It's hard to have that connection with all your kids in that many households, bro. It's just hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing. I got 2 kids with the same chick. And it's still hard making sure you got an equal connection with both of your kids. Like, so they both feel the same, you know, amount of love. It's a juggling thing. Much less you got kids spread out everywhere. Like, they in Kalamazoo. He from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many other kids spread out? Like, I don't feel like you that
I never thought
more
about
than that.
I did used to always think my mom loved my little brother more than me, though.
See?
But that's what they looked alike, though. So...
And maybe it's just her trying to figure out how to make sure y'all both know y'all love. And you're like, yeah, you made sure he knew better.
It was just she knew, you know what? She knew that I was good. That's all.
Shout out to MRG. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know for what I'm sure. saying? I am a good dad, bro. Somebody had me questioning my dadhood for a minute, bro. I'm a great dad, bro. I'm a good dad, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's all our topics, man. So we're going to get up out of here, man. Appreciate y'all for coming through, tapping in. Hit the like button. Put somebody on to put somebody on. It's been your boy, Disrespect the Collective. I'm your boy, Queese, a.k.a. Dash, with my man.
Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sense of Life.
And shout out to my boy, Tyler, Big behind 40. The scenes. With his old ass. Radio 22, Everything 22. And we'll get at y'all later. We out. Dizzle.